Oh my gosh, so much gauze this week.
Yep. We got a guilty verdict on all counts in the Derek Chauvin case, but there is still so much work to be done to fight institutionalized racism. So if you're white and not doing anything, listen to us this week. We'll tell you about how to try.
That's tea. We had a super successful Race Chaser live stream event to raise money for Precinct.
Mm-hmm. Plus a little mom news to wet your willy. Oh, just a little tease, really. Be sure to check out Wanna Be On Top and Vary That and Sloppy Seconds and The Chop this week. Fuck, we got a lot of podcasts, bitch.
Full so many pods. Thank you, God, for all these pods. And Frankie Grande is on the pod for our tip spot today.
The tip spot. Yes, Frankie. Oh, and the dick pics, the jerks are back. Not that they ever went anywhere. I just couldn't see them because they were behind me.
They're back in full force. Stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, Elliot the Mole. Elliot the Mole.
Here. Only comes
the
out
body
at night.
Is here, and I am feeling the fantasy.
Dig me deeper than a mole can in the ground.
Do you know that the Kaiser that song "Hideaway" by Kaiser kind of sounds like the Top Model theme song? You're just a hideaway. You're just a, I don't know.
It could totally be a remix.
Cinematic parallels. Welcome back for another steaming serving of hot gauze. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead and get right into some hot gavons.
Girl, I had a panic attack about a half an hour ago when Dipper was like, just to remind you, we're podcasting. And I was like, fuck, I didn't watch the episode. And then I realized,
you know
this
what? I did too. I didn't quite panic, but I was like, oh, you know, I thought it was a Race Chaser day, but it's a hot goss day.
Yeah, it's so the gossipins.
This is a pop quiz. There's no studying for this pop quiz.
Did you have a good 420?
Yes, I did.
Did you partake? Did you call Laganja and wish her a happy day?
You know, a little, I did, and she put out a song and a video that are just outstanding.
Gorgeous.
I am my own hype man.
So smart. She is. She's killing it. A little story on 420 we got from one of our listeners, Manny. He wanted to tell us about the word marijuana. He said the term marijuana, which comes from the Spanish word marijuana, has a racist history. As more and more Mexicans immigrated to the U.S. in the 1910s and 20s, the ever-present anti-immigrant sentiment started rearing its ugly head as usual. Mm-hmm. The government pushed propaganda campaigns that painted people who smoked marijuana as being of an inferior race and more likely to engage in promiscuous behavior and violence and being susceptible to reefer madness. By connecting this term to the behavior rather than the common term cannabis, the government intentionally connected the use of the drug by black and brown people and the dangerous, completely fabricated results of smoking pot. The preferred, not racist term is cannabis. It's just a small step in the fight for equitable legalization, which includes expunging records for previous violations.
Cannabis. It's all about cannabis, baby.
Yeah, you can't call it pot. Marijuana.
What? Okay. This is very educational. Thank you. And what? I mean, I wonder, you know, and maybe this is conspiratorial, but I feel like the sort of making demonization of cannabis is so strange to me because it's a substance that has really, I mean, as substances go, it has very few downsides.
Yeah, it's got so many uses. It can be used medicinally. It can be used for like fabric and like hemp shit. It can be used for pain relief. It could be used for creativity and sleep. And like, there's so many great things for it, you know?
And I feel like maybe it has been demonized by the powers that be because it also has a connectivity sort of component. Like, it makes, like, when you think of the 60s, it was like people were radically like, we need to like radically shift the government and the world as we see it for the powers of good. And so, and we need to like come together and be as one and like respect one another. So like the demonization of cannabis by the powers that be makes us more, makes us less connected to one another. And therefore, more easy to manipulate, and more likely to just partake in the sort of cycle and system of, you know, patriarchy and capitalism and things like that. That's my conspiratorial view.
That's hot goss.
I mean, that makes sense.
Thank you, Chase Icon.
We have a late. Oh my God.
Are you okay?
This is my seventh day out of 11 in a row in drag, and the days just keep getting easier.
Well, you always get in drag for the pod, so.
Yeah, always. I mean, you look lovely too.
Thank you.
Is that human? Or
it is. You can tell the way it moves.
Oh, yes.
And smells.
Now that you're moving and smelling.
Yeah. Yes. I turned the fan. I turned on the mayhem fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you see when Bob turned on her fan for the live stream? That hair did not move. I rewatched it this morning.
I want that Bob wig. The gutter Bob wig is sickening to me.
I mean, you could catch something from it, I'm sure.
That's a human wig because there are live culture bacteria growing inside of it.
Honey, she's got a 23andMe test up in that.
Yes.
I did not like it. But I did like our Race Chaser live stream because it was a giant success.
Yes.
Are You Smarter Than a Roo Girl and a Meatball?
Uh-huh.
It's available on demand if you missed it at vimeo.com/on-demand/ Race Chaser Quiz Show. And we'll link that in our Instagram. But do you know how much we raised?
You know, we never know until a little. This is the first time hearing it. This is great. We raised
$23,250
for precinct.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay. So good. Thank you, Bob, Katya, Mayhem, Meatball, Dipper, for those wonderful clues.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that watched, thank you so much. You helped us. You're helping us save our favorite bar. This was the first game where I didn't actively cheat.
Are you on glue? Talking about?
By that I mean I only cheated once that I can
remember.
Were
the most blatantly cheating on this one than ever before, almost to the point where like it's not a cute, fun, goofy game anymore. It's just like it's just like egregious.
Oh.
You literally texted Mayhem an answer.
But it was wrong. I texted her Gilbert Blake, and the answer was Gilbert Baker. I was trying to throw her off because cheaters never win.
Well, I texted her Gilbert Gottfried, so we're even.
Yeah. I watched it back, and I...
I invented the rainbow flag!
I didn't... I was kind of surprised that we won because those bunny things, the bunny questions at the end, I guessed Ghana just out of the top of my head, and it was the right country. Out of the 50 countries that are on my shower curtain in Africa that I sit next to in the morning mm-hmm. when I poop, and I look mm-hmm. at the countries, and I'm like, oh, that's where Guinea is.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ghana, I couldn't even find it this morning, but I know it's there somewhere.
You would be great on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? You know that final challenge at the end where you pull out the things that you have to... Ghana! Okay, oh my gosh, run, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Carmen Sandiego, definitely.
Sudan! And Mimi, I'm first Raja. Could come out... Mimi, I'm first could come out dressed as Carmen Sandiego.
Oh yeah, she did do that look.
She did do that look.
With
she
that briefcase. That yeah.
I thought the live stream was very fun.
You looked beautiful.
Thank you, as did you.
Thank you. Were you in the Say My Name room, that big yellow thing?
Oh, wait, that's Bill's.
How does Say My Name start?
Say my name, say my name. It literally just starts out with that, doesn't
and
it?
The other day, I will call you a say. It starts out with Say My Name for sure, I think.
God damn it, Destiny's Child are good. Okay,
honey,
anyway.
Catchy.
Listen,
did,
that's
did
another...
Did you do any... Sorry, go ahead.
Did I do any what?
Any cheating?
Or
did you
well,
did
no.
Dipper do that on your behalf on his own accord?
When he blatantly
said the lip sync song was in Spanish, and there is a clue. That clue, I got no clues for my procedural show category at all, and everybody
you
else
wrote
did.
The
it was about you.
I didn't write them,
and you wrote the question.
Not
answers.
True. No.
Okay,
no,
you
no.
wrote
the
answers.
Well, oh yeah, I need specificity in language is very important on podcasting because it's all we have are our voices, not our looks, not our pretty face.
How's this for specificity?
Not body language.
Language. Fuck you. No, listen. Okay, no, I thought it was great. I think there could be, and Dipper, this is where I'm. We're gonna do the notes right here for the
game.
I'm
ready.
I know that it's that your job is extremely difficult because you come up with all of these questions, and so that's a very difficult task. And I thank you for doing it. I think it needed to be consistent as far as some of them were multiple choice. Some of them were true and false. It needs to all be multiple choice or none. Because they kept getting multiple choice questions, and I was like, whoa.
Right.
I don't get A, B, C, or D. I just get...
Y'all kept getting true and falses, ho.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Listen, A, B, C, D was one of the best top fours ever.
The next ABC.
That's all she said.
I got that. Yeah. I got that.
And we'll be talking about it soon.
And we have a raffle winner.
Oh, we're going to do another? Oh, yeah. I love this. This name I see all the time, and I always think, oh, it's Drogi's mom. But I don't know if that's true or not. But her winner, her name is Carol Drogi.
Yeah.
She won. And we're going to post the video of the raffle drawing on our Instagram and get in touch with you and send you a package of goodies, Carol.
Wait, what is the Thank video you. Of the raffle drawing?
I put all the names in like a randomizer, like a spin the wheel.
Oh, and you did it?
Yeah, just to show that it's legit.
It is legit. That's
and I only
fierce.
Put the names that voted for the blue team.
Yeah.
Legit.
Wow. Well, that's up for debate, I suppose. But
did you just get an answer on your phone?
I actually won.
Are we using phones now?
But you know what?
I just thought it was. I'm so glad my blue team. We triumphed over the unsisterly practices of stripping princess points away from other sisters. Like
you were
I just
mad
never
about
felt so
that.
Violated. I felt like someone grabbed the wig right off my head.
Listen, I wasn't.
And I watched back to see when he when.
When what? What?
When the points were not taken away and you instantly went,
Because
and then waited for another question to bring it up and we're like, may I ask a question, please?
Because three seconds prior, Big Dipper was reading the rules and said, if you get it wrong, you lose a point, but if you get it right, you win 2 points. It stuck out of my brain. I remembered it. So that is the official rules that were presented to us. And I was not cheating by bringing that up. I was correcting.
Yeah, it was right.
And playing by the rule.
I just...
I want to talk about Whoopi Goldberg on the cover of Variety, but we have to take a break. So why don't we take a break and we'll do that when we come back?
Yeah, throw it to the rainbow spotlight.
Spotlight! Okay.
It is Stop My Bag by DDM.
That's right. Get into it.
$100 million swag on these $50 looking big body bins. What they call me when I rear end up. $1 million crib. What I need if you tryna hit, get up out my driveway. If you ain't a big spinner, bitch, I need my cash advance. I don't take checks, that's cash in hand. Could give two shits what you was thinking. I'm in my bed like Aretha Franklin. Spill tea like a clumsy waitress. Excuse me while I take a few sips. Pinky out like I was British. I ain't got time to hear the dumb shit. You can't stop my bag, bitch. You can't stop my bag. You can't stop my bag, bitch. You can't stop my bag. I think it's too heavy.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
We are back, and Whoppy is on the cover of Variety.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Whoppy.
Poor Dipper. Poor Dipper. One of these days, he's just going to be like, write your own fucking outlines, bitches. And we're just going to sit on Zoom and stare at each other and not know what to do.
I've seen podcasts like that.
Whoopi. No, Whoopi Goldberg is on the cover of Variety, and these photos?
Honey, it looks very Christian Siriano, all this taffeta, ruffles. She's got a real cute wig on, kind of like a perm mohawk with a bang.
Yeah.
Sickening. And then what?
Sickening.
How would you describe this turquoise pink and white look?
It's very Saint-Tropez. It is a robin's egg turquoise trench with a pink headscarf and a white, like, sculptural, like, beautiful hat.
Bobby hat. Yeah, it's Transflag's colors, very pretty, beautiful. She looks great, and she's one of the only EGOT winners there are out there. I think there's 16 in the world.
Yeah.
Emmy, Grammy, Tony, Oscar, and she's one of them.
I love Whoopi Goldberg.
She's good in everything. Did you see the movie where she played Tiffany Haddish's mom?
What movie?
I forget the movie, but she was great.
She is great.
She's I hated the wig,
so
but
good.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And so check that out. It's on Variety now.
Listen up, everyone. Okay. In mom news, we have a lot of amazing podcasts, including The Chop, who are landing guests after guests, mind you. Tace was on The Chop.
And next week, Chia Coffee is on Sloppy Seconds.
No, yes. Today.
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 For
Call
today
Empire.
For Chia Coffee, tomorrow for Tace.
Tace for two and two for Tace.
Honey, I'll take five for him.
Literally great guests. I love hearing from all these divas, all on the Mom Network. Plus, Raja is telling us some amazing tales of her experiences on America's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm. Guests on guests want to be on top.
Yes, want to be on top, hosted by Miss Shea Gulea.
I listened to Very That on the way to Palm Springs yesterday, and Raja and Delta were just giving it, serving it. They were talking about their new video for Shoes.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag hearts gather round.
Hearts gather round. They talk about the God Warrior a little bit.
The good mixes, yeah.
You know. And we aren't... Listen, we aren't saying anything like official at this Mm-mm. time, but there are some whispers in the, you know, at the mom headquarters, we hear things in the hallway.
On the 17th floor, I mean, you need a key card to access, but you can hear through the vents.
Yes, top brass. We may have something very special and very new happening on Mom next week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just sort of like stay tuned. There might be like a little something mm-hmm. here and there.
If everybody's good, you might get a new podcast.
Who knows? Mom's the word.
Welcome to the section of the show that we like to call
Let's Get Political.
We have some news. I wouldn't call it good news, but it's news.
Right.
I mean, it's better than what the other option would have been, but it's not good at all.
Right.
Former police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murdering George Floyd. The jury found Chauvin guilty on all three charges, second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Sentencing will be announced in 8 weeks. The judge revoked Chauvin's bail and ordered him remanded to custody while he awaits sentencing. The remaining three officers responsible for the murder of George Floyd go on trial in August.
Yes.
There's been lots of studies on police homicide and stuff, and Chauvin's conviction is really rare in a system where it's uncommon to prosecute police for killing someone, let alone convict them. Mm-hmm. Only seven officers have been charged with murder for police shootings since 2005, although an average of 15,000 deaths have happened since then, basically. So... seven out of 15,000. I don't know what we can do with that, but one 2019 study found that black men have about a 1 in 1,000 chance of being killed by police, which is nuts.
The viral video of George Floyd's murder, which was captured by 17-year-old Darnella Frazier, has fundamentally altered the way Americans think about the police. And this is a step in the direction of reimagining justice in this country to actually be just and fair. So this is, I mean, okay, it's a piece of good news in the sense that that this person who did this is going to jail. But it's not really justice, because he shouldn't be dead in the fucking Mm-mm. first place.
Yeah.
There's no reason why. And that's why the changes have to happen in government and in the police and in the structure of the whole fucking thing. And when they say, when people say, I don't know, abolish the police sounds really crazy. It sounds really wild. Well, you know what's fucking crazy is the way it's fucking operating now. So it start over. Like, literally, take it apart. It's done. Turn it off and restart a thing that actually works for every single person in this country. That's what needs to happen.
Tear it up like newspaper wasn't built right now. How? This, and an example of how it's still not working is another death in Ohio. Basically, around the same time the verdict was being read, police were called to respond to a teenage girl's fighting outside of a Columbus home. And when they arrived, they shot and killed a 16-year-old girl named Micaiah Bryant. The Columbus police have released the body camera footage, and the murder happens within 15 seconds of the footage starting. And if you watch it, like, you'll never forget it. Like, it's just, I was scrolling Instagram and then I clicked something and I was like, oh God. And in my head, I'm like, I know what's about to happen. I bet somebody's going to get before I could even be like, damn, it happened. And there were no other guns involved in the fight, just a knife, and the cops still killed her. Yet you see videos of white people on Instagram screaming with knives and swords and attacking people, yet they're apprehended. Yeah. And then, you know, kids that go on mass shootings get to go to Burger King and stuff. Like, the injustice of how people are treated when there's a gun pointed at them and when there isn't a gun pointed at them is just like black and white. I mean, you see it right there. You see it happening every time. White officer, black child murdered. You know? This is like the second one this week.
She was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And he showed up and he started shooting.
Basically.
This is an institution that does not work at all. These are fucking deaths. These are people's children and family members who are fucking being murdered. Abolish the fucking police and fucking start over. Period.
We know why the murders are happening. The murders are happening because people that are put in charge of other people are given guns.
Given guns and they're undertrained. They're deeply undertrained.
21 weeks to be a cop in America. In Germany, it takes 2 years. And they've had like a single digit amount of deaths since like 92 or something like that. All these countries have, other than America, have like way more extensive training, like a year. Or like 2 years in some countries to be a police officer. And in those countries, some of them don't even get guns even after all of that. So the fact that we do so much less training and then we give them more guns and tear gas and then the right to disguise themselves as army people, you know, like cops can wear fatigues now and infiltrate that way. And like, there's just so many things wrong with the system. I did hear about one good thing though. The cops in Chicago on the police like radio, somebody somehow played the verdict being read out on a loop live. So all the Chicago cops got to hear it. Got to hear like that their blue lives don't matter right now. The one that shot Micaiah Bryant on camera, they have him saying blue lives matter too. Like, and then other people hear it and it gets repeated. The fact that someone would say that, disgusting. But the next part of this podcast will be way better, though, because we have the bright shining star that is Frankie Grande. So please keep listening after this break.
You know, every now and then we do like to have a tip spot on the pod. Mm-hmm. It is a known fact.
Now, these girls keep putting all their suitcases in our dressing room, but girls, please put it behind the bar in the DJ booth when you go on stage.
Some things are going to have to change around here, ladies.
You can use the bathroom mirror, not the dressing room mirror.
Ever since Tony left as the host, things have really gone downhill. That's all I'm saying. listen, we're very excited to bring to the stage for today's illustrious tip spot, the one and only, the astounding, the illustrious, the 10 dancing toes of Frankie Grande.
I love you both so much. I literally, you can't see my face, but I'm smiling so hard. My filler is literally being pushed back up into my skull. Like, that's how hard I'm smiling.
Oh no, protect the pump.
I know, I gotta protect it. I love you both. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I love you.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I'm so happy that we get to work together this weekend on Rock of Ages reunion concert.
I know. Ooh. And let me tell you something. You are a professional, I must say. It is so beautiful to work with you, Willem, and like watch how beautiful you are dancing, and you're gracious, and you sing full out every time. And
you
get
hear
to
that, Alaska and Big Dipper?
Yeah. Yes. Dancing? I heard dancing.
Oh. Yes. Dancing. Well, we have a little bit. Wait till you see it. Yeah. Everybody must tune in to see our little bit that we have together. It's really good.
So wonderful. You're so wonderful.
You look beautiful. Oh my God.
Thank you so much. I'm using that touch up my appearance thing on Zoom. So I basically can look like anything and it'll look good.
I forgot that was a thing.
There's glitter on the lid.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
She's wearing her Dior Air Flash. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
That's Willem's go-to season four.
Are you a 4N? Are you 4N?
Oh, yes, I am.
Me too.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Except when it's summer and, you know, she's been in the sun for a little too much and you got to bring out that 5. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just have to. Right. You got to match the body, you know? Sometimes I cook. I'm Italian. I'm Sicilian. I cook.
Right.
Body girl's here.
Yeah.
Francesca Grande.
Yeah, seriously.
Have you been all vaxxed up? Did you go get your test this morning in the Valley for Rock of Ages?
Yes, I did.
Hour line?
Yes, and I'm vaccinated. And I got to tell you, listen, I'm rehearsing 2 shows. I'm doing double duty, which is like so wild. I did nothing for an entire year. And I have 2 shows back to back on 2 separate coasts because I have Titanic right after. I got to tell you, rehearsing in person is so awesome because like Zoom rehearsals can get a little crazy.
No, yeah. There's no replacement for being face to face with human beings.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great, even if you got to wear that gorgeous little visor that you have, Willem. Your little Darth Bane mask that's clear and looks like you could be maybe a superhero villain of some sort.
Look at Alaska's face. She's getting jealous because she wants one, but she doesn't even know what it is.
I want it. I don't even know what it is, and I love it. So wait, what is Titanic? What is that?
Oh, my God. Okay, so it is a musical parody of the film Titanic with Celine Dion's music. Yes, it is a Celine Dion jukebox musical.
This is major.
I know, it's major. It's amazing. I get to play Victor Garber, so I get to play the captain, and I do get to sing I Drove All Night while crashing the boat into an iceberg.
Word. You had to escape.
Yeah, the city was sticky and cool.
How does sticky and cool happen?
I've had a few bedroom incidences that could be described as sticky and cool.
It's warm at first, but then you wake up and in the next morning you're like, ooh,
it's cooled.
Sticky and cool.
You are working. Have you ever been a judge on Drag Race? I feel like you've been at the finale a couple times, right?
No, but I was the makeover challenge with Eureka. Oh, yeah. That I was Eureka and Eufrika, and I was I was terrified. That was a crazy experience.
Was RuPaul nice?
It's scary.
Oh my God. RuPaul was wonderful. RuPaul was divine. You know, it's funny because I'm sober. I'm almost 4 years. I'll be 4 years sober next June.
Congratulations.
Which is no fronts, God willing. Thank you so much. But I was only 3 months sober when I got the call to go into RuPaul. And I'm telling you, if anyone knows about early sobriety, you are a nerve. You are just open. Like everything is terrifying and scary. And I was was in that workroom, and I literally, like, I think I might have shot my pants multiple times. Like, just like, I was terrified. But RuPaul was wonderful and so kind, and so were the girls. Actually, it was an overall nice experience. But standing there on that stage, y'all, that is scary in front of those judges. I gotta say, that was scary for me.
Did you keep your heels on the whole time on stage? Some of the girls, we don't.
I did. I stayed in those 7-inch platforms the whole time, honey.
Gold star Rue girl. Willem's the same. She stayed perched and pooched in those Balenciaga heels.
Mm-hmm. Have you been watching season 13? Do you have any picks for the finale?
Yeah, oh my God. First of all, I think it's really fun. I think each girl has like a completely like unique perspective. And I think totally. That they've done a really good job of like being very, very different. I think there's another years past where like, okay, there's a bunch of look queens, there's a bunch of fashion queens, there's a bunch of comedy queens. Each one has their own separate lane, which I think is really beautiful that they've carved out. I mean, I think Got Mick is just kind of like raising the bar in like a completely different way in that I've never seen before, which is why I think she deserves to take the crown this year. But having said that, I think that everyone has like these incredible individual strengths, and I don't know that there is anyone that I would say doesn't deserve it, you know?
Right. Yeah.
They definitely all have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Candy got all the nerve, honey.
She does. She's so funny. And she was a sly one for me. I didn't call her out going to the finale at all in the beginning. I was like, no, I don't see her going to the end any way, shape, or form. And then she just got funnier and more charming and more like endearing. And then there she is, and she deserves to be there.
Candy, I'm not ready to see you go.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm craving for you. I'm missing you already. Like candy.
Oh my
God. Like candy.
And the turn and the look to camera, they're like, you know, oh God, it should have been in slow-mo. It was so good.
The nails. She was like, I'm still going to act with these nails. You know how you hand act when you have nails on.
The drama. You want me to stay?
I love them all so
much. Cancel the car.
And speaking of Got Mick, I mean, Got Mick won Snatch Game. I feel like Snatch Game is kind of like extra points if you win Snatch Game.
He won Snatch and the ball. Those are two pretty big challenges.
It's major. It really could be any of the divas, and it's really I'm lactating. I cannot wait for Friday.
Simone won so many she couldn't even remember which one she won. She's like, like 5 or 7.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh my God. I'm also a huge fan of UK, by the way. Like, I mean, there was nothing to do, you know what I'm saying, in quarantine times. So I was like, let's just watch all of them that I could possibly find anywhere. And I was a big fan of Lawrence Cheney. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And hi, I'm Bimini. It's real great. I'm real glad to be here. My name's Vegan. Bimini. I got big lips. She's so funny. I love UK.
Your boyfriend's been thoroughly indoctrinated into the RuPaul's Drag Race franchise.
Yes. Okay. So the funny story, of which I'm glad you brought it up, Willem, is I'm dating. He's wonderful. He's a gamer. Like in many ways, he's kind of a straight man. Like, you know, like those are the kind of things that he like. So he did not understand drag whatsoever. And then he starts dating me, and I'm like drag. Like I'm basically a drag queen. You know,
he pulled his dick out the first time, and there was a sequin on. He's like, that was inside of you.
Yeah. Exactly. And the many other things, the glitter trail that runs from all orifices of my body. And he was like, oh,
orifice. She was in Saturday Night Fever. I loved her. And legally.
I'm texting her and telling her you said that. And so he didn't know anything about drag queens, and I'm trying to get him into it and trying to get a thing. He was like, I don't know if I like drag, except Willem. I like Willem. And it was, you are the one person
has to like me best.
That he knew because he loves live singers. He loves live singers, and you are a live singer, and you're very good. But now he is obsessed with Drag Race. I have, during the quarantine, we have watched all of them together, and he is obsessed. I took him to his first drag brunch in Palm Springs this weekend.
Wow.
He loved it. It was hosted by Mayhem. She was so funny. Guys, life is coming back, and it's so exciting.
It really is.
Is. even though life is back, there's still some great online things happening. And tickets for both of Frankie's show, Rock of Ages, which is the 24th tomorrow, and for Titanic, which is May 2nd, are available at frankiegrandetickets.com. And there's VIP options for both shows that feature Zoom chats and digital meet and greets and amazing upgrades and options.
Yeah, and there's an after show, the backstage pass, which apparently is now like this whole other big thing that we're both doing. Willem, you're doing it too, right?
Yes, I guess.
I don't know.
Now.
I don't know, but there's an after show and we're like, there's like an acoustic moment and like maybe trivia. I don't know. But anyway, that sounds fun. I guess I'm in charge now. So you're in it.
So fun.
Oh my gosh.
I love that you came on. Thank you for stopping by, Frankie.
I love you both so much. Thank you for having
me. Love
and
you
too. I'll see you digitally and hopefully you, Willem, in person very soon in Alaska as soon as humanly possible. I love you both. Thank you.
Next time you see her, wave a 20 so she knows it's you.
Okay, I will. I'll get out the 100. I mean, it's been a while. I've been saving my bucks.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, honey, you deserve it.
Rubux. And I really enjoy Frankie Grande. He's so talented. And watching him twirl in this Rock of Ages thing, there's so many people in it. Tom Lenk, Laura Bell Bundy, James Carpinello, Michelle Maisie, who was in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. She's the one that says, I don't know, I'm a temp. When Homegirl does the QED. She's in it. We have so many big stars in Rock of Ages. Carrie Butler is in it. So many wonderful performers, and I hope that people tune into it. I get a couple little numbers. It's so much fun. And Becca Sweetser, you know her from Battle of the Seasons. She choreographed a lot for that, and she did.
Yes,
she's the choreographer.
Amazing.
Her husband's the writer and the director, Dorenzo.
Wow,
it's gonna be a great fucking show. So please get tickets. I'm gonna put tickets links for Rock of Ages in my Instagram too. And now we're gonna take a break, and you can use that break to listen to the ads or get tickets for Rock of Ages.
Titanic.
That sounds awesome. I want to see that too.
No, it's. We are back again, giving you a dose of what's happening. We got more yes gods than the Vatican.
DJ, play that track.
This is the moment in the show where we go spelunking deep inside the DMs. We have a message from Mari.
Mari says, hello, Alaska, Willem, Dipper, and esteemed guests. Did you happen to catch Rue saying, keeping with our motto of safety first at the beginning of the season 13 episode? I find this ironic given the pit crew still don't have shoes. Thoughts? Unfortunately, I don't have a dick and or balls pick for you. Love you all. Stay blessed and highly favored. Best, Mari.
You know, like we always say, safety first.
When have they, did they say that before we ran at a table on wheels with glass vases? When did, have they ever said safety first? They
when
never
y'all
said
went,
safety first.
When y'all went wrestling in a ring with minimal training.
Oh, when I broke my wrist? Yeah. When they made cheerleaders do flips. 13-year-old, 40 and 30-year-old men. Yeah,
breaking
flip.
Eureka's knee in half.
Jesus, safety first. Safety like 15th, bitch. How dare you, RuPaul? How dare you?
Listen, no. I mean, I'm glad that they do take safety really seriously at Drag Race, because if they didn't, we wouldn't have a show to watch. So I'm glad that they do. And clearly they do.
Yeah, until one of the pit crew steps on a nail and gets tetanus. That's how my great grandma died. She stepped on a nail and then she got tetanus.
God. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's why I'm passionate about people wearing shoes. Like, it's affected me. Not that I knew her.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's and that's why you have so many shoes, because you care about safety.
Shoes.
You care about protective safety. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's get some safety.
Let's get some safety. This safety is $300. Okay. This message comes from Gabs.
Hi, Divas and Dipper. Just finished the live. It was so fun. Thank you for yet another show. Yet another show.
Thank you.
Yet another show. Yet another
show.
Thank you.
As a recently engaged woman myself, I couldn't help but notice a ring on Alaska's finger. Ooh. Is she engaged? Congratulations if she is, Gabs. Well, it was on my right ring finger. So is that where the engagement ring goes?
I don't know. I never got one from my husband. Wedding, he gave me a Rolex.
The wedding ring. The wedding ring finger is the left ring finger.
But you were on live, so it was flipped around.
See, okay. It's a misunderstanding. I am not, as far as I know, engaged at this time.
Is that a flash mob behind you?
And who knows, you know, I mean, if I do get engaged, I'll probably do a paid partnership with K Jewelers on Instagram. So,
I could see a Shelopement in your future for sure.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, that's what I would do. I'd be really secretive about it and no one would fucking know.
Bridesmaids gowns from Burlington Coat Factory. They're more than great coats. I mean, honestly,
they're more than great coats. Don't get it twisted.
From this next letter comes from Jay. He says, good morning and maybe evening, Alabaster Thimble Clamp, Wilton A. Blige, and Small Ladle. Hope this finds you moderately well. I just started dating someone that I find myself heavily enamored with. Unfortunately, he has come into my life and my mouth, wink, wink, at a time when I'm still dealing with medical issues from an important organ. It's now affecting my performance in bed, and my doctors want me to start on hormone therapy due to it dropping my testosterone. My dick is gorgeous, and he thinks so too. He really loves sex, and I don't want to disappoint him, but don't know how to bring up that I can't do everything as much as I would like. Here's a pic of my little buddy for your viewing pleasure. Honey, this ain't little. That's big buddy, big buddy, wherever he goes. He blows this dick.
Oh my God.
This dick.
Well,
wouldn't fit in the drawer that it is pictured in front of. Not unless you put it diagonally.
And it's longer than the bath mat from where we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I would say in response to the question. Also, I love that your bathroom is clean. The mat looks really nice. The tile looks fabulous. I mean, you can barely see any of it behind the prodigious gigantic member throbbing.
Men.
The veins.
Men touching men. Their husky voices whispering to one another.
Rubbing up against one another.
Holding each other.
I would say, no, you got to be honest about this. Just be honest. Put it out front. Don't try and lie or conceal it. There's nothing wrong with what you just told us. Tell him.
Tell him that your dick don't work as it should. I have another thing that you could do. If you want to go the opposite end of the truth, you could. You could do a dom sub thing and tie him up and leave him there for a little bit and then just come back when your dick's hard again and just, like, you know, tickle him with a feather or, like, bring in some friends to poke at him. Like, there's other things that you can do that could build up the anticipation for him and give you more start time or cheat time to get it working or pumping, you know?
Yeah, and there are plenty of things you can do.
And maybe... it's the person you're with. Maybe if you found someone more inspiring, a podcast that you could possibly, a podcaster, you could possibly cast that wand.
Oh, so you want the dick. So you're trying to break them up. You're trying to break them up so you can have the dick all to yourself. I see what's going on
here. That's not true. I also want the balls.
Listeners, let it be known. Willem will try to steal your man.
Do not leave him in a room with me. Do not. Willem
will use this vast platform for her own dick hungry needs.
Honey, I hit on everything because at one point someone will say yes, even if they're confused.
The next message comes from Jake. Dear Alaska, Willem, Dipper, and possible illustrious guest, I'm a longtime listener and a huge fan of the pod. A big thanks for all the laughs and lightness during these crazy times. It's been great listening to your commentary of season 13, aka Ground Drag Day. Though I must say the only thing more jaw-dropping than Simone's runways are the backbends and contortions you two have made to excuse some of Candy's looks. Seriously, Simone Biles needs to add you to her coaching team for Tokyo. I don't know what that means.
Okay. She's a gymnast.
For the record, I love Candy. I think she's amazing television and an incredible queen, but a boot is a boot. Hearing you justify the beast look in particular was impressive. We get it. You love Candy, but let's be real. If any other queen wore that lime green morph suit with astroturf titties and minge combo and a plastic alien wrapped to their back, you would have gone to town. I mean, I guess you aren't alone, as the judges seem to slide over it too. Insert controversy noise. You were a bit more critical of the pockets look, but again, if it were another queen, I'm sure you would have went all the way in. Love you both, just calling it as I sees it. I have attached some drick pics in the hopes that gets me on the pod. I look forward to Willem's description of my cock and Alaska's appraisal of the artfulness of the shots. I have even included one with balls. Lots of love, Jake. Okay, first of all, Jake, do you want to talk about the dicks first?
First of all, Jake, it's nice to see you again.
And we'll start with compliment, insertion.
What
the fuck?
This is right. This is right. Every day of the week. He's hairy. He is he knows all his buttons. She's playing with her nipples in one. The sofa looks like a
Corinthian leather.
Corinthian leather. Yep.
Yeah,
Corinthian
it is.
Corinthian leather.
Yeah, for sure.
The transition from wood to tile in the bathroom to the rest of the home is seamlessly done with a dick. The dick
I
is
like
covering.
That shiplap kind of floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get a shiplap if he tries to put that in me.
This is okay.
That's
well,
big.
There's a lot. I mean, wow. Okay. I like the wood paneling on
me
the
too.
Floor in the bathroom.
Okay.
That's really that cute.
Yeah, the balls are great. Balls are wonderful.
There's a metallic cock ring.
Yeah.
Oh, a glint of silver spotted.
Which, you know what they say, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe. So that's a pretty big hoop right there.
Honey, I liked Candy's green look. I thought it was crazy and cool. I don't think it was a beast. And I think we did say that. It wasn't beast-like. But, yeah, I didn't mind it. Her pockets one was terrible. It looked like the inside of a pocket lint, maybe.
And, you know, yes. And here's the thing. Okay. And you keep saying if it was any other queen, you would have gone in, you would have criticized them more. And it's sort of like, yeah, yes.
And?
Personality and who the queen is matters so much in drag. Certain queens can fucking get away with some nonsense bullshit because they are able to make a joke out of it or pass it off with their personality. Like, this is that's drag to me.
Yeah.
And drag for me has never been about, is it the most expensive or the most rhinestone or the most this or that? Look, okay, no. The beastly look was fucked up. Yes, it was wrong. It was wrong for the assignment. But you know what? The judges gave her a pass. I give her a pass. And it became very recognized as one of the worst looks of the season, which is memorable, which is a blessing.
Until the pockets one came up, basically.
The pockets look. We discussed the elements that were wrong with it. I would have liked to see it with different styling, different hair, and different makeup, and see how that went.
I would have liked to seen it in the trash. And the wig, too. Burn that. The wig was terrible. She did not look like she wanted to be on the runway in that outfit. So, like, there's no need to, like, you know.
And she didn't.
Yeah.
She said she did it. She
we don't
said
need to
this...
talk about it anymore. She knew it was a fail. But, like, she's done so many other great things. There's a reason she was picked by the AAA girls to be in our show in 2017. She's a star. She's got star quality. And if you don't have star quality, leave.
Personality really does count in drag to me. So yeah, no, I am going to criticize her probably.
Should have used some of that counting for the math portion of our live stream, doll. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss this week.
How dare you.
thank
you to Francesca Grande, Eufrika O'Hara, Frankie Grande. And don't forget to get tickets to the Rock of Ages concert, which is happening tomorrow. And Titanic is happening in May. And you can get tickets for those things at frankiegrandetickets.com.
And send us a little note. Send us some pictures. Send us anything you want to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. New video just went up today where we redo a season 13 makeup guru mini challenge. Ooh, girl. Ooh. Honey, the Carissa. Look. It's really about the looks. I mean, this is not a gimmick where this is a makeup masterclass.
I
pretty
mean,
much.
Miss Fame, eat your heart out. As always, we have bonus
they
video
did by shame.
We have bonus content
that's what
available.
This video is
I look gorgeous. We have bonus video content available at patreon.com/ oh, we just read that. We will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. True story, I just made the video where we do the mini tape mini challenge with the duct tape.
I saw that. I saw that come up, and I know that you were crowned the winner on the episode, but I don't know. Rewatching the tapes, I'm a little.
I think the winner was a queen called Who Cares.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we had a proper adjudication. But if you go and check out the YouTube, you can drop a comment below and subscribe to both of our channels and let us know who you think won. Or as the kids say, she ate. Ooh, she ate.
And you in that red look, that became a cover photo for our Drag Race UK season one.
Wow.
I mean, if that's not a winner, I don't know what is, but I can't adjudicate that. It's far outside my scope.
That's not top four behavior.
Baby.
You can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, at Mom Podcasts.
And the link on Instagram, Race Chaser Pod, also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the BLM movement and a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
That's right. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy, and we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, hot
zazz. Give it some zazz.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.